When the rain arrived this winter, so did a line of tents along Division Street beneath the Central Freeway in San Francisco. Dozens of people living close together on the sidewalk without permanent housing. The Rainbow Grocery Cooperative is right by the tents. Notices posted in the store ask customers to contact the city about the growing homeless community around them. On Tuesday, the Department of Public Works arrived with dump trucks and posted signs saying the area is in violation of health codes and that tents had to be gone within 72 hours. So why are there so many more campers in tents this winter, and what will happen to them next? KALW's Liza Veal and Jeremy Dalmas bring us this report.
This morning, Division Street under the freeway was still lined with tents. It seemed tidy, maybe because it was early and the Department of Public Works had just finished their morning sweep.
They came by, and they cleaned that side up, it went well, no problems.
Perry Foster says he's been camped here for a couple of months. He thinks the effort to disband the encampment is pointless.
I think the majority of us will stay. They're only going to do what they always do, either, toss your stuff or ticket you.
On Tuesday, the city declared the encampment a public health hazard. Since then, city workers have taken away a dump truck full of waste each day. They've filled a flatbed full of people's belongings, taken it to storage, and bagged and tagged it so people can come get it later. People on social media have accused them of trashing people's possessions without permission, though Foster says that's not what he's seen.
DPW has been wonderful. It's not DPW at all, nor is it really, the police. It's not an adversarial situation as one would think.
Still, the city wants people off the street by Friday so it can be fully steam cleaned. Foster says he's tired of packing up and moving, though, so he'll stay put and test his luck.
It'd be interesting tonight to see if they try to be more assertive. Tonight would be interesting to see how they play out.
All homeless encampment tent owners, based upon the findings of...
This is Boston Bisbee reading one of the city notices to vacate.
It was determined that the homeless encampment set up on Division Street is insanitary due to accumulation of garbage, human feces, hypodermic needles, urine odors, and other insanitary conditions, and it is hereby declared as a public nuisance.
Bisbee says she's been living in a tent for a year, and she says she's not homeless. She's camping.
I'd be homeless if I wasn't in a tent, to be honest with you.
Homeless encampments move around the city, but this one seems to be the largest in recent memory. The only other comparable examples are the famous St. Agnes encampment of the 80s and the tent cities during the time of Occupy SF.
We've had people living outside our stores for years. The issue is that it's getting to a point where, as we said, it's become a public health and safety hazard.
Dennis Wagner is CFO at Rainbow Grocery down the street. They and other neighbors have been trying to get the city to address the issue, but he is conflicted about the sweeps.
We can't really fault the city for declaring it a 72-hour emergency to clean the streets because the streets need cleaning. We don't agree with the idea of removing people and shoving them to the next corner.
Tension around the encampment has been building for weeks. So what exactly triggered the public health emergency?
What our crews have seen who are out there cleaning the streets every day is that there has been a large amount of urine, feces, disposed of needles on the ground.
Rachel Gordon with the San Francisco Department of Public Works says, one, homelessness is up a little bit this year. Two, the rain came hard this winter. And three, there was a huge push by charity organizations to get tents to people on the street. And that's what made the clusters really stick.
We've also seen that with the proliferation of tents on Division Street and some other streets as well, that the sidewalks were being blocked, and we started to see a lot of pedestrians, whether they're walking or in wheelchairs, have to go out into traffic, and that's a dangerous situation.
Gordon says the city's not trying to clear homeless people from the area permanently, because that would be impossible.
Can we point to any examples where there's any kind of lasting impact from cleaning up a site like this?
Well, so two blocks of Division Street have lasted for 2 days now of being clean. We're on day two. They have.
This isn't something that's going to be solved easily or quickly or once and for all. This is not going to end come Friday.
Sam Dodge is director of the mayor's office on homelessness. He says the sweeps won't make the encampment go away, but they will de-escalate the situation. He says the city can't allow people to live under the conditions at the encampment. This is an attempt to offer an alternative.
They need much more than just a tent. At the minimum, we need a safe, secure place to sleep. We need social work to help navigate our system of bureaucracy to get entitlement benefits and to move on with their lives.
Can we really ask the people that are camped out on Division Street to relocate to shelters? Like, do we really have the capacity to absorb the people that are there?
We do have 55 spaces at Pier 80 that are still available. 95 people have come in off of the Division Street area in the past week and a half into Pier 80. And so it's shown to work for many people.
Pier 80 is the city's temporary homeless shelter on the border of the Potrero Hill and Bayview Hunters Point neighborhoods. Pier 80's only been open for a week and a half. Dodge says every day they invite people from Division to come make longer-term reservations at the shelter, stick around, get set up with a social worker. But they haven't been able to fill the beds with longer-term reservations, so every evening they take in people just for one night. So every night they're at capacity, and every morning there's room again. And here's where the situation gets more complicated. People like Tamara Hoffner don't want to leave.
I'm not gonna go sleep on no mat when I can go sleep in my airbed in my tent. Nothing gonna sleep next to no stranger.
And Boston Bisbee says that shelters downtown have lines and Pier 80 is too far for many people.
It's the distance thing, you know what I mean? A lot of these people make their money downtown.
So where will Bisbee go when she has to leave? She already has another tent set up in the southeastern part of the city.
Right on the water, away from everybody, so I don't want to give the location because sooner or later everyone's gonna start migrating over there.
Tomorrow, the city says the area must be clear. As of now, officials say they don't have a plan for people who don't comply. For Cross Currents, I'm Liza Veal.